So capsicum in chilies causes a temporary increase in metabolic rates, which helps your body burn more calories. There's a really good reason to find out more about chilies by way of the Festival of Fire. Is that what you're seeking to do? Are you really putting chilies on show?
Yes, we definitely are. That's the core of the festival, you know. Basically, it's about introducing the chili to, you know, the community out there and understanding what the benefits are, as you've mentioned.
Yeah, so actually, a lot of people, when I go to, I really want it hot, and they say, like, what kind of hot? Is it South African hot? Is it Caucasian hot? Is it Eastern hot?
Look, I think the South African palate is definitely getting there. It's the past maybe 2 years or so years, there's been quite a boom in the industry, and I think we are slowly but surely getting on par, similar to the likes of the USA and so on, when it comes to the chili palate, so to speak.
Oh, so we're growing a palate.
Absolutely.
And you're saying it can be grown.
But yes, so basically the Chili Festival is a celebration, obviously, of chili, but also sort of a supportive role for chili farmers in South Africa.
Okay.
So we, and also guys that actually take the chili and make products. So, yeah, it's an exciting time to be in.
Yeah, I get that sense. So just from what you're saying, that there's more interest in growing chilies in South Africa. Is it like the olive industry that has really taken root?
Oh, absolutely. It's going strength to strength. I would say about every month we see just a exponential growth when it comes to companies starting up their own chili businesses, starting, you know, farming sort of initiatives, things like that. So it South Africa is really coming into its own. And
manufacturing off the chili base as
absolutely.
Well.
Absolutely. And that's what the Chili Festival is definitely about, you know, celebrating those sort of organizations that are starting their own businesses, their own hot sauce company or spice company or whatever the case may be.
I'm chatting to Judy Smith, who's the organizer of the Festival of Fire. Is there like an organization like the Olive Growers Association of South Africa? I know there's that kind of organization that looks after olives. Is there something like that for chilies?
No, not really, because it's such an emerging market.
Okay.
I think, you know, there are talks, including ourselves, to possibly establish some type of organization to control seed quality, product quality and things like that. So it is in the pipeline, but because, like I say, it's such an emerging market, you know, it's hip and happening, but there's a lot of groundwork that still needs to be done.
I think a lot of people are not familiar with the benefits of chili. I've been trying to find out if there are any contraindications, like why shouldn't we have chilies, and I can't find anything. Is there any reason why I shouldn't consider chili in my diet regularly?
Well, I think if you have maybe any medical conditions, then obviously no.
Like what, a burning tongue or something?
Well, medical conditions in the sense of if you have maybe like really bad ulcers and things like
sure.
that can inflame, you know, get inflamed by the chili. But generally, chili is actually really a good ingredient to consume. There's been studies also overseas where certain elements of chili have been, or they're busy looking into it, where it can be used for medical practices.
Yes.
So, you know, it's not just culinary uses. There's many other aspects to chili that's sort of coming to the forefront.
Talk to us about the other uses, other than culinary?
Well, like I said, medical, basically.
In other words, taking the capsicum out or whatever active ingredient there is.
So basically what they have done is that with chili, the burning experience that you are actually experiencing is not a physical experience. It is actually a sensory experience.
You can't be serious.
So,
what's the hottest chili you've had? And you tell me that.
Look, it is. That's why they say mind over matter sometimes. But your body is basically telling you, "Oh, I'm dying. This is too hot. I can't consume this." But it's actually your pain receptors that are actually firing, and that is what is causing the heat, so to speak, in your mouth and in your throat and in your tummy. But it's actually all just a chemical process. It's nothing about real pain.
So I'm imagining that my back is burning. Is that what you're saying? And it's not
pretty
really
much.
What?
Okay. Pretty much. I mean, if you look at the animal world, so chili is has this burning quality to it, because us as humans, we have molars. So when we eat a chili, we actually break the seeds apart, and we actually don't make the seeds viable for it to grow, obviously. But when it comes to, say, for instance, like parrots, I'm sure you know parrots love chili.
But they don't have molars.
They don't have molars. So when they eat the chili, it goes obviously into their gut, the seeds, because they're mainly after the flesh.
So swallow your chili. That's what you said.
Yeah, swallow it whole. But so when a bird eats the chili, when obviously it's done its business, it creates a sort of a perfect environment for the seed to grow. So through nature is a beautiful thing. So nature has made sure that birds can eat it. They don't get the burning sensation at all.
And they're going to, of course, let it out of the body.
Let it out.
And then that seed can...
It grows. So nature has made sure that birds and animals that do not feel the burning sensation can spread the seeds.
Now, what if I take the seeds out? It's still going to burn my mouth.
It is. There's a sort of a misconception when it comes to chili where exactly the heat sits.
Okay.
So there's a few aspects to this, to a chili. Obviously, the fleshy bit. And then when you look inside the chili, there's the membrane.
Yeah.
So it's like a little white fleshy sort of... Some people, the correct term is the placenta.
Okay.
And that actually is the hottest part of the chili.
I think it's a nice term, placenta, with all the seeds hanging on to it.
Yes, and that is almost, it has almost the highest concentration of chili. About 80%
of the capsicum
sits in that little membrane. Obviously, on the seeds as well, and some on the flesh.
Okay.
But if you want to take a little bit of that heat out, remove that little placenta bit
out
of the chili.
What is the hottest chili that you've eaten?
Okay, well, I must admit myself, I'm not that brave to consume the hottest.
So you're a chili popper kind of girl?
I like my poppers. I've done habaneros. I've done chocolate frittali.
Habaneros are kind of hot.
Yeah, they're hot, but you get obviously way, way, way hotter.
So it's all relative.
It is relative, but, you know, there are some serious super hots. When it comes to, like at our festival, we're going to have the... chili eating competition, and these guys consume chili. So if I can explain, a jalapeno is about 5,000 to 8,000 scovilles. Scovilles is the measurement that they use to measure the heat scale. The chilies that they would be consuming ranges from 1 to 2 million scovilles.
Wow.
So, and
is it like a reigning champ?
This year we have the SA Chili Eating Champ. He's going to take part of the chili eating competition.
Wow!
So,
do you have to deploy more toilets on a festival?
For this, we had to contemplate that thought exactly.
So you do actually think about it.
We have to, because, you know, some people's tummies do react a little bit to it, but it's just a natural, you know, process, obviously, of a human body.
Which is healthy as well.
Exactly.
Okay, listen, it's going down at Bloemendaal. Let's just find out, Bloemendaal Wine Estate, is there a cost of entry? When exactly is it going down?
Okay, so it is happening this Saturday, 1st of April, and it's not an April Fool's joke. It's, you know, serious business. You know, the guys that are rocking up there are very much into their chili.
Passionate.
You know, very passionate. And even the guys that are, you know, like maybe just to cook with it on the sort of the lower scale, you know, I think it's just a day of fun and enjoyment. With regards to tickets, adults are 150 Rand and children is 75 Rand.
Okay. Okay. We're going to have to wrap it there, unfortunately. Judy Smith, the Festival of Fire tomorrow, Saturday, Bloemendaal Wine Estate. I'm not going to say the 1st of April because then you're going to think it's a joke. It's not a joke. It's going down. And if you want to get closer to chilies or maybe even expand your knowledge and experience of it, this is the place to do it.